And we'll take a look at that leaderboard right now. Steve, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Russ, Pat, how you guys doing?
Hey, Steve.
We're doing great, and curious how things are going up there, because we realize there's been some rain issues up there, and the final eight players in the field taking the course this morning to finish up their rounds. Are they on the course currently? Have they finished their third rounds yet?
No, they have finished. The sun is out. There are no weather storms on the way. Hopefully that stays the case. And the rookie has yet to crumble. Anna Nordqvist, who turned 22 on Wednesday, went out and birdied the 17th hole this morning and has a two-shot lead over Lindsey Wright going into the final round. So they'll be having a nice long rest now. The leaders will probably tee off about 2:30, and so they have to go and kill a bunch of hours before they get ready for the final round.
Wow, how about that? Anna Nordqvist is holding strong. The rookie from Sweden finished her third round today, still has the lead. Lindsey Wright in second, Na-Yeon Choi third, Jin-Young Park is in the mix. Ji Shin, really the only player with a strong pedigree. Of course, she won last year's British Open as well as the ADT Championship. And players like Lorena Ochoa, Yanni Tseng, Paula Kramer, Natalie Gulbis, Christy Kerr, they're all, you know, a handful of shots back or more. It seems like winner today later on at the LPGA Championship might be a first-time winner and a first-time champion winner, major winner.
It looks that way with Anna Nordqvist. I mean, a lot of the players have been waiting for her to tumble down, and she just hasn't. She's out there calm. She's having fun. She keeps telling us in the newsroom that all she's here to do is learn, because this is only her sixth professional event this year. And she looks like nothing's bothering her right now. Pressure. You would think that the pressure might have already gotten to her, but it hasn't yet. As far as Christy Kerr and Paula Kramer, I've talked with them after each of their rounds. They'll get something going for a few holes, and then something will happen. Pete Dye Golf Course can do that to you, but I think America's best hopes lie with Becky McPherson and Angela Stanford. Angela starts six back, the final round six back, but if Anna throws in a 74 or 75, the leaderboard could get crunched up there. So right now the course is playing perfect. You're not getting much roll on the fairways, but the greens, you can just throw darts at the greens, and I think there should be some good scoring this week, this afternoon.
Well, that's a question I was going to ask you, Steve. Course conditions, because every once in a while, if you have a bunch of no-names that are leading or in contention in a tournament, especially one of this nature, sometimes, you know, you question the course setup, or are the green speeds all, you know, are they variable? Is the rough differing lengths? Or, you know, is there some other factor in there that is somehow preventing, you know, a lot of the better players or the top players from scoring well? But you're saying that the course setup, the pin placements, everything has been fair, and it's just a matter of they're not doing whatever they need to do to be leading this golf tournament.
Well, the one thing, and I had player after player after player tell me this, you know, the better players, Christy Kerr, Megan Allen, who's a major champion, Becky McPherson, a bunch of the players tell me that the greens are slow, and they just can't get themselves to hit the putts as hard as they have to. And they're not used to the conditions. The last two tournaments they've played, the greens were pretty, really, really fast. And then with so much moisture in the greens now, and there was some rain yesterday, and there was overcast skies all week long, and it hasn't been hot all week. The greens are running pretty slow for professional golf. They say they're running about 11.5. The consensus among the players that I've talked to say they're running around 9, and that's about 2 feet short on the stimp meter than they usually run. So they just can't force themselves after playing, you know, their careers on fast greens to hit that putt that much harder. And a lot of the putts are coming up just 1 foot short, you know, 6 inches short. And maybe they've gotten used to it after three rounds, and we'll see something special off of a big-name player today. But it's going to take something real special to win this thing.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, joined on the line by Steve DiMaglio, USA Today golf writer, live in Maryland. Final round of the McDonald's LPGA Championship later today at Bully Rock. And Michelle Wee, Steve, she is going into the final round about a dozen shots back, plus one after three rounds of play, rounds of 70, 74, and a 73 yesterday. One over par round of 73 on her third round Saturday. That included a hole-in-one, 152-yard par-3, seventh hole. goal. How has she looked this week? Of course, this is the first year for her going at it, I guess, quote-unquote, the right way with an LPGA Tour card. Still looking for that first victory, though.
She just seems to find one or two shots in every round that turn a 68 into a 73. She's working very, very hard. You know, some people might say she's working and tinkering a little too much, where she's trying to get her swing absolutely to where she wants it to be. Instead of just going out there and letting it flow, it looks like sometimes she's worrying about where her hand position is at the top of the swing, where her follow, where her right hip is on the follow through, all sorts of little things. So again, she is learning, and again, it's been a long, long time since she's gotten into a flow of playing a tournament, and then the next week she plays a tournament, and then the next week she plays a tournament. You know, going to college and all the wrist injuries in the last few years have stunted that kind of flow for her. We expected a little more this week. We thought with her length that she would take more advantage of the golf course, but like I said, with the Pete Dye golf course, one bad shot, you know, I can give you a perfect example. Christy Kerr yesterday birdied three holes in a row, looked like she was going to make a run. It's a perfect drive on the par 5 11th, and her second shot layup, because it's the longest hole in LPGA golf, her second shot was about 2 yards off the fairway and about 2 yards from perfect, and it was in the rough, and you couldn't see the ball.
Wow.
She just had to hack it out, and she makes bogey. So what looks like a birdie chance turns into a bogey, and there's little quirks and, you know, cliffs off of some of the greens, Pete Dye, deep bunkers, all sorts of different things. So you just have to put it in the fairway and try to get the putter rolling. But somewhere, some way, Pete Dye is going to get you.
Steve, what's the buzz at the tournament right now? Weather's been an issue, not having a lot of the top names at the top of the leaderboard. Last year, I believe, for Bully Rock to host this tournament. What's the feel there? Do you have a feeling that this is a major tournament?
It is. Everybody knows it is, and I think that helps play into that. There really hasn't been a whole lot of buzz because of that dark cloud hanging over. You know, nobody knows where this championship's going to go next year. Nobody knows if there's going to be a title sponsor. The rain delay certainly didn't help. Everybody was wondering, okay, are we going to play tomorrow? And when you get that kind of thinking, you're not concentrating on 100% on what your task at hand. And then you had the rain delay yesterday. There's been cooler temperatures. The golf course hasn't played that everybody expected it to play like it did last year, fast and firm. And like you said, there hasn't been a really big name on that leaderboard. Because anytime you have Lorena Cho up there, or Yanni Singh, who's the number 2 player in the world, the defending champion, or Paula Creamer, or Natalie Gulbis, or Christy Kerr, obviously that creates more buzz, and that hasn't been the case the last 2 days. Everybody's sort of waiting for Lorena to explode, and it just didn't happen. So, I don't know. It's muted buzz, I would say. But maybe it'll ramp up this afternoon, put some scores out there, somebody shoot a low round and get something going.
Steve DiMeglio joining us here on the line, USA Today golf writer, live in Maryland. Final round of the McDonald's LPGA Championship later today at Bully Rock. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Shifting gears here, Steve, before we let you go, obviously a couple days from now you're going to be in New York, Bethpage Black, hosting the U.S. Open later this week. Tiger Woods defending both the U.S. Open in a year respect. He won last year at Torrey Pines. He's also the defending champion at the venue, winning the U.S. Open last time it was held here in 2002. Phil Mickelson came back this week in Memphis. He'll be playing next week as well. Of course, we know the story about him. He'll probably be the sentimental pick. Guys like David Duval qualifying and 50-year-old Tom Lehman. What do you expect to see later on this week at Bethpage?
Well, you talk about buzz. The buzz is already off the hook up there. You're talking New York City. There'll probably be 50,000 people there for the Monday practice round. This place is huge. Bethpage State Park is home to 5 golf courses, and they're playing on the toughest track of the 5. And obviously, like you said, you know, there are so many storylines, Tiger, Phil. My God, there's just, it's on and on and on. Rock Mediate is going to be just swamped with people after what he did last year. And everybody just can't wait for people to see this golf course. That's what adds to a lot of the buzz. When people think the golf course is the storyline, and this certainly is deserving of a storyline. This is a great, great golf course. It's also a golf course that any person who wants to can go and play. And I think that's great for the fans. They'll be able to watch whether they're in Washington or California or Arizona or Florida, and they know, you know, we could take a trip up there. We can go play that golf course for about $100. And I think that adds to your excitement when you're watching it. But everybody is just hoping that Phil Mickelson and Tiger can find their way to the last groups like they did at Augusta National, put on the type of show like that, and in the media market capital of the world, wow, TV yeah. ratings will be astronomical. Buzz, like I said, they don't tee off for another 5 days, and everybody's on the seat of their pants already.
Yeah, Tiger and Phil were paired for the first two rounds last year at Torrey, along with Adam Scott. USGA this year pairing Tiger with Padraig Harrington and Angel Cabrera. Mickelson will be paired with Ernie Els and Retief Goosen for the first two rounds. We'll read all about it later this week in the USA Today. Of course, more immediately, we'll be reading about today's final round of the LPGA Championship, tomorrow's USA Today. Steve DiMeglio is their golf writer. Steve, thanks so much for the time, bud. Safe travels to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, there he is, Steve DiMeglio, golf writer for the USA Today, joining us here live from Maryland.